is a famous medrash that when Noah came out of the ark, one of the first things he did, he planted a vineyard. You know, a vineyard we have in Niagara Falls. We even have kosher vineyards they started years ago. And vineyards, you know, you plant grapes, you grow wine. So some commentators find fault with Noah that he did that because he's focusing on the wine. However, whether it was positive or negative, that's what he did. So this interesting medrash. The medrash says that when Noah was planting vineyards for wine, so one of the angels came down, Satan angels, and said, "Let's make a deal." Okay, he says, okay, Noah said, okay, we'll work together. And they slaughtered four animals. What four animals? They slaughtered the lamb, the lion, the monkey, and the pig. Why those four animals and why in that order? Well, those animals aren't even kosher. The lamb is kosher, but why did they slaughter all these non-kosher animals? So the rabbis teach us a very important lesson about the power of wine, the quality of wine. That on one hand, that what happens if you drink, what happens when you drink wine? So you drink a little bit too much, what happens to you? You become as sleepy as a lamb. You drink a little more than that, you become as fearless as a lion. You drink a little more than that, you start jumping around like a monkey. And you drink totally to the excess, you start acting like a pig, throwing up, vomiting, etc. So the rabbis were well aware of the dangers of wine. Yet nevertheless, every Friday night, every Shabbos, every yontif, every bar mitzvah, every bris milah, every wedding, every bas mitzvah, every simcha, we take out the cup of wine and make a boer pri agafen. Why? Because in Judaism, most things are neutral. It's what we call the holy and the not yet holy. There's nothing wrong with wine, but like anything in life, everything in moderation, at the right time, at the right place. That says, why is wine red? Either because a person wakes up, they're embarrassed what they did. Well, wine is red because many times it leads to bloodshed. So they point out that so that's what Noah did. So it says Noah planted a vineyard and he made the pact because to show that the power of wine, that the power of wine is that everything in moderation. In fact, our rabbis teach us the whole purpose of wine is l'nachem es ha'avel. The purpose of wine is to comfort the mourner. That we have mourners, we have to comfort them. So, because why? You get the mind off it. In fact, the original custom was that when you went to a Sudas Havra, that's the meal after the funeral, so they used to serve basar v'yayin. They used to serve meat and wine. But they used to serve wine that it take not to get drunk, but to have a little bit of wine to take the mind off of it, you know, to ease the pain a bit. And that's where they point out that that was the lesson of Noah, and that, you know, that's the lesson of Judaism in general, that we believe in, you know, a person supposed to be involved in this world, this kodesh, and not yet. We don't stay away from the physical pleasures, but we sanctify them. And therefore, you know, other religions, like the physical, is a negative. You go ahead, you move to a monastery, you stay, you don't get married. In Judaism, it's a mitzvah to get married, if you can, if you find the right spouse. And it's and to live with your wife, or in terms of, we don't say no meat and wine. We do have meat and wine, and we have it on holidays and Yontif. But like anything in life, is everything in moderation, and that's the concept of Noach planting the vineyard. Imagine how down he was. Like all, everyone he knew was destroyed to come out, so he needed a little bit of wine just to keep him going, and that's the source that God created wine. One of the reasons is El Nachem Es Ha'Avel, to comfort the mourner during his time of grief.